There is a cancer spreading right now, and it is called the token budget. And make no mistake, this is one of the most dystopian, deranged things to ever come out of Silicon Valley. And that's saying a lot. First, I want to talk about my guy Dario Amodei, the guy who I am convinced has a dashboard in his office where every time a 22-year-old gets a job, an alarm goes off, and he runs out and grabs the nearest intern and smacks him across the face and goes, "Hey guys, what the fuck? Like, how did this person get this job? I want zero humans employed." That's their OKR, man. Like, these people do not want to see humans employed. They want to see their AIs employed instead. Dario's constantly going on the news talking about how humans are going to be jobless because that's the best marketing pitch you can possibly imagine. And what this does, in effect, is it lowers the price of labor because it terrifies the laborers. It says, hey, you're not even going to have a job in 3 years. So take whatever pay you can get now. Hold on your job because there ain't another one coming. It spooks the labor into accepting lower wages. And meanwhile, that creates room for these corporations to take the savings and spend it on Anthropic. So every time someone loses their job, Anthropic makes a little money. So the whole ecosystem really enjoys this narrative that AI is working. But the truth is, on the inside, AI is not working for anyone. But these companies have to pretend it's working because it creates leverage and it creates a good investor narrative that they're forward moving and technology adopting. Now the question is, what do we do about this? For starters, I think we need more people to speak the truth. Like, talk about if AI is working in your company or not. Spill the beans. Come on, like, YouTube, come on TikTok. Talk about how your company is using AI. Talk about what's not working. We need more stories because right now the bull story is just so goddamn good for the capitalists. And the workers are sitting here without a cause, like without a unified story, without a front, just panicking. And look, I'm not an anti-capitalist. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not some lefty warrior, but this AI thing just hits way too close to home for me. The truth is, you're way more valuable than these AIs. It's not even close. In fact, your salary should double. Like, that's how useful you are. But instead, the capitalists are playing this to the T, man, like doing a great job of spooking you into accepting less pay, or at the very least, making sure you don't negotiate a raise, like, God forbid. Imagine you go ask for a raise right now, they'd be like, dude, are you kidding me? You know AI could do your job, right? And you'd be like, oh shit, I'll take a 20% pay cut, please don't fire me. That's what's happening. So back to the original story, token budgets. Facebook has a token leaderboard where you have to be constantly producing slop at a ridiculous pace, and make sure you're burning enough of the company's money. Otherwise, it seems like you're not being productive. And this is crazy because there's an inverse relationship between being on top of that leaderboard and the quality of your work and how much code you're actually able to review. The number one person on that board is reviewing zero code, like zero code. This is a completely dystopian thing. It's an employer's wet dream. They're like, finally, we have a way to track these people. We tried using lines of code before, but the nerds told us that less lines of code is better. So we couldn't use that. We tried monitoring their screens, but you know, that's not gonna go over well. But now there's a perfect proxy that spins a great narrative, like a good investor image, but also completely keeps the employees in check. This is worse than anything going on in China, man. Like, I don't know what narratives we're spinning about how miserable and dystopian China is, but you're telling me this is happening in Silicon Valley? That there's a token budget? A slop budget? Like, are you kidding me? This thing is not making people more productive, man. It's just creating a second job for them. Like, congratulations, dude. You have a second job and you're being paid less. AI came and increased our workload. Like, how the fuck did that happen? They told us we were never gonna have to work again, and now we're going to have to work, like, double time to clean all this shit up. You have NVIDIA's Jensen talking about how if you're not spending $250,000 per year per employee on tokens, you're not being productive. What it'll take is for people to be honest about what's happening. That's the only way. People need to come out and say it. There's a couple, like Dax, the founder of OpenCode, who tweeted that a lot of people are saying that AI is making them more productive while we're sitting here going, dude, we don't know how to use this. Like, we don't know how to make this work in our company. So you're telling me this nimble-ass startup can't figure it out, and you think these Fortune 500 companies are figuring out how to use AI? Like, with their 80,000 employees across 40 time zones? They have no fucking idea. Artificial fucking intelligence, my ass, dude. Like, this shit is like an insanely unreliable autocomplete that is extremely imprecise. And the more precision you need, the less useful AI is. That is a fundamental law. We need to call it the Bitar lesson. It's a pun on the bitter lesson. The Bitar lesson, my last name is pronounced Bitar, but the Bitar lesson is that the more precise you need to be, the less useful AI is. It's just a fundamental law. It'll never change because LLMs approximate language, and language approximates intent, and then this approximation is used to approximate like code or art or emails. There's just an infinite wall between the thing you want and what AI can actually do. You can guide it, but it never reaches. It never makes contact. You get 80% there and it stops. It's like an 80-20 thing. It can do 80% of the work, that's great, but the 80% was always the easy part. The last 20% is still human work. The people insisting on slop budgets, they're gonna lose. Meanwhile, the people focusing on keeping it slow, focusing on quality, focusing on what the customers actually want, that's the hard part. The AI is not gonna help you with that. In fact, AI will mislead you if you rely on it too much. Honestly, when I first changed my mind about AI earlier in the year, I thought that soon all of these sort of negative, honest sentiments I was giving would start to get outdated very quickly, and I would soon look like a fool against the constant advancements in AI. But what I'm actually finding instead is that these takes are just becoming more and more accurate over time, and more people are waking up to this. Thanks for watching.